Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And the reason I say welcome back is because we've been here since 6 o'clock this morning. I hope that you wake up early with us on Saturdays and start your day in a positive way. And, of course, I'm going to start it off with a little bit of inspiration. One day you'll meet someone who doesn't care about your past because they want to be with you in your future. Doesn't that sound good? Wow. Yeah. So again, if anybody's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're so glad that you are here. We talk about the brighter side of life, and we've got another great hour for you. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock, and then I've got another show from 2 to 3, and of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to hear your comments, and we'd love to hear from you. Of course, we have lots of stuff that we are giving away, and we'd love you to be a part of all that. And, of course, Tom's in the studio with me. How you doing, Tom?
Doing great. Got some prizes to give away today.
There you go. And, of course, we've got Chad Atkins here and Christina. And we're so glad that you guys are here with us.
Yeah, we had so much fun that we wanted to stay.
I know.
We didn't want the party to stop.
There you go. I like that. I like
we're
keep it
now.
Going
I know.
On. There you
I
go.
Had, I had my coffee.
There you go. Very good. Well, we are going to be talking with Melissa Michaels, and she is the author of The Inspired Room. And then we've got Kelly Sullivan Walden, and she's the author of Love, Sex, and a Relationship Dream Dictionary. You need a dictionary for that kind of stuff. You know, I'm telling you, it's going to be good. I could look it up on. Oh, and then lastly, we've got the Harlem Globetrotters, and we've got player Hackshaw Hall going to be joining us. And this is their 90th year, so we've got tickets to all of that. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I want to make sure that you are getting our newsletter. When you call in, just ask for one of our newsletters. It's just another opportunity to find out what's going on in all around Ventura and any of the things that I'm involved in. Also, you can read some of my blogs and just all of our great guests. So we would love you to share that with you. We've got about 4,000 going out to our listeners. So excited to be a part of that. Also, I do want to remind everybody that you can listen on our iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And that's our podcast. And also visit our website at kimpaganoshow.com. You all know that I'm a hair therapist. And of course, I've actually extended it onto my website now. So you can see some before and afters. And everybody's like, and I've been meeting so many of our guests and listeners out there. So I thank you for that. Really quick shout out to Carol Newman, Lori Reisman, Rosie Garcia, Pam Williams, and Polly Frankel. Those are just some of our winners out there. And so glad to have you be a part of our show. Tom, you want to talk about our giveaways?
Let's start off with a $50 gift certificate for Botox. That's from Juvederm by Dr. Adrian Laura. And you can have that. What a great prize that is. Along with it, a deluxe room at the Clock Tower. And that's a Clock Tower Inn in beautiful Ventura. Bring your hubby some sugar. Call for your share of Rolling Pin Donuts. That's located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. Famous Dave's, another great restaurant. 20 years of
oh,
Texas
there you go.
Beef brisket.
Ooh, there
Yikes.
You go.
Didn't know it was that tough, but that's Famous Dave's. Great place. How about Tulips and Roses, an arrangement from a secret garden florist on Main Street in Ventura. And we also have Sea Rock City. Have you seen it yet?
It's amazing. And this is the last weekend. I'm telling you, everybody needs to go there. And they are so good at what they do. So definitely go check that out. That's Eric and Lily. And a big shout out to Catherine and everybody over at Rubicon. I'm telling you, we've been giving lots of tickets away. And definitely check that out.
And Shenyun, experience a divine culture, dance, music, everything. Shenyun, a great experience. And then that'll be performed at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Those are the gifts for this hour.
There you go. And you know what? Let's just start off with some sugar. And if anybody's ever been to Rolling Pin Donuts located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo, I'm telling you, 24/7, it's open. And there's nothing better than a warm donut. I don't know.
At midnight, yes.
I know. That's when I like it. It's at midnight. Exactly. So anyways, I'd love to give some of those away. We've got a dozen donuts. And that's a perfect thing for to start off on Valentine's morning. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. Melissa Michaels, are you there? Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am currently living in Seattle. I'm the author of the Inspired Room blog, and I have two books that came out last year. My most recent one is The Inspired Room, which includes simple ideas to help regular people love the home that they have.
I love it. And what's your other book?
The other book is called Love the Home You Have, and it is just encouragement to find contentment and joy with the home that you live in, no matter what kind of home you have or what state or condition it's in at the time. It's just an encouraging book for homemaking and decorating and organizing.
Oh, I love it, Chad.
Great, Melissa. Hey, this is Chad from Paw Works. So I have a question. So since we're in animal rescue and we love our animals and we love to find forever homes for him, how do you incorporate, you know, the animals into these simple ideas? Do you have any ideas for people out there?
Oh, absolutely. We have two dogs ourselves, so we are definitely animal people.
Awesome.
And I think as you design your home, you want to keep in mind that it's not going to look perfect all the time because you've got animals. They're going to track things in, and they're going to want to be jumping up on furniture if you allow that, or getting on your bed, or you know, just playing with their toys, whatever they do in the house. And I think it's important to think about how you're going to live with pets and not expect that your house is going to be in perfect shape at all times. So try to have pet-friendly furniture and friendly furniture, and have, you know, storage for the all the toys. I know our dogs have little fuzzy stuffed animals that they just throw all over the house. So once in a while, I'll just go pick them all up and put them in a basket, and they know that's where their toys go.
I love that.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I just got a new leather couch. I don't know if that's really like.
And you have a cat, don't you?
Yeah, I got cats and dogs. Okay, and
put the bubble wrap on there.
I know, but it's like seriously. So then I was like, okay, it's kind of like I remember having hardwood floor, the really nice shiny, and the first time we brought the groceries in, one can dropped. You know, and it was like, okay, now it's all done. So in this house, we did the totally. You know, my boys were now they're a little bit more grown up, but they roller skateboarded, and so I was like, I want the most rustic one that I could almost hose out my house. You know.
I mean, I almost think animals are easier than children. I mean, I have an 8-year-old and he terrorizes my home. I would love to have 20 animals more than children.
Uh-oh. Christina.
Hi, Melissa. My name's Christina with AFA. And I was reading through your book and I loved the part where it says, after a no going back stain incident with a dog who shall remain nameless.
Yes.
was done, a stylish but practical leather sofa saves my sanity. And
yes.
In the picture there of the poor little pup. It's like, oh, nameless one.
Yes. We've had many, many pet disasters. I mean, as hard as we try to have well-mannered dogs, they're just dogs. They do things to your furniture and to your rugs, and you just have to develop, I think, a certain level of tolerance for imperfection.
Well, there's definitely just a certain level of acceptability. It's not going to be pristine all the time, but to be comfortable.
It makes it antique.
Yeah, and
it
you
looks
need to
weathered.
You need to get rid of that perfectness because there is no perfectness in a home, right? Homes are supposed to be loving and you know, like homey, correct? I mean, yes, I like neat homes because I like everything to have a place and a home, you know. I always say, where's the home for that, you know, remote control? Where's the, but
right.
What's your thought on that? And when did you, are you an interior decorator or
mm-hmm.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I started my business before I started blogging, just as a way to connect with other women in their homes to help them to figure out how to arrange what they had so that their home would be more pleasing and have more order and organization. And from there, I started blogging. So I don't do as much consultations in homes anymore. I mostly just reach women through my blog and through my books, but it all started with just being really a lover of homes. I just really enjoy a home together.
What do you love the most about your home?
Well, we recently moved, and so we have only been in this house for a few months, and the house we have right now is a 1950s, just a rambler. There's nothing really spectacular about the house itself, but the property that it sits on has a view. So I really just enjoy looking outside and just enjoying what's outside my windows. And we're in the process of planning some remodeling and some updating. So right now I feel like my house is kind of chaotic. It's in the state where things are like, they're torn up and half the walls are painted. And
so you're kind of in transition,
yes.
Correct? You know,
yes.
It's interesting because there comes a point in your life where, you know, you get your home exactly how you want it. And it's like...
You do?
Well, I mean, kind of to a certain, like a room, I guess you could say a room, you know, like
you
where
need to
it
come
feels
live with
comfy.
Me for
okay.
Animal. You need to be an animal
I
rescuer.
I guess so. Okay.
Like,
yeah. I don't know. I love making my home like my palace.
Yes.
You know, and so the type of color that you have on your walls, all that stuff count, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. And I think that's kind of the goal for a lot of us. We want our home to just be our sanctuary. We want it to be a place that we feel, you know, comfortable and at home, and that the colors are pleasing to us and the fabrics and the furniture, you know, they aren't running ragged. They look the way that we want them to look. So that's a process. It's an ongoing process. And maybe you do reach the point where your home feels just the way you want it. And then, you know, if you're like me, that's about the time you have to move. And so then you start over.
Yes, that's usually what we do too. Just as we get it there, it's like we're almost done. I'm like, oh God, no, you know.
Yes,
but it is interesting how a lot of people, you know, just before they sell their house or something, or just before a party or an event, that's the time they get their house together. And I don't really understand that. And I know that our culture, as opposed to like European culture, we, you know, take our garage, our precious garage, okay, and pack it with junk. Yes. Where other people, you know, I mean, we're paying rent on it. We're paying a mortgage on that. We don't, a lot of us don't really have that concept.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's normal, I guess, for people to feel like if I'm going to sell my house or if I'm going to have that party, that's when I'm going to get things cleaned up. And certainly, that's a great motivator. Having a party for me kind of lights a fire under me. And all those little projects that I somehow don't find time for, suddenly I realize I got to get them done. So it's not necessarily a bad thing to have those motivators, but why not have a home that you love every day? You know, why do we feel like we have to set up our home so that it's attractive so we can bring people in when, you know, it's us, our family, that we're spending time in that home every day? So I think we should treat ourselves with the same respect that we treat everybody else and make our home be what we want it to be just every day, not because we're trying to sell it or
Melissa,
have a party.
So Melissa, I have a question. You know, being that you do this for a living, is there a specific piece in your home that you just absolutely love? And why did you choose that? What was it about that piece? And how do you, you know, teach people to find those pieces in your life that really mean something to you and stand out?
There's several things that I love. And sometimes they're something that maybe you might have a emotional connection to. Like, I've got a piece that was my grandparents, and my dad remembers it growing up. It was a piece that his siblings and him would play with. It's like a cabinet where you pull down the desk, and he just remembers being a kid and how cool that was that he'd pull down the desk. And when my grandparents passed away, that was a piece that they gave to me. So that means a lot because it has a story. You know, it's something that it's a family memory. But there's other pieces that I just love because of the adventure of finding it. You know, really enjoy going to flea markets or secondhand stores and just rummaging around and finding something. And sometimes you stumble upon just the perfect piece for the room that you have or a purpose that you have. And those are really special because you found it. You know, it was a discovery.
Wow. You know what, Melissa, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, maybe you can give us some tips, kind of like what is the best soothing colors or what kind of colors should we make our master bedroom so that it's romantic for us? Some of those things, especially as we are in Valentine's weekend. Can you do that with us? That would be great. All right. I do want to give out our phone number here. It's 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I'd love to give something away right now. And, of course, I've got a gift certificate to the Clockwork Inn Hotel and also their new restaurant there. And, of course, we'd love to give that away for Valentine's Day or the whole month of February. So tune in right now, call in right now, and our phone number again here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Well, welcome back. Okay, we're talking doggy talk over here. Again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I do want to say our last giveaway is on the table right now for a deluxe room for one night at the Clock Tower Inn Hotel. That's located on Santa Clara Street here in Ventura. Also, I've got a dinner for two at the Now Ventura restaurant right there. And we're so excited for them to be a part of our show. So I'd love to, if you don't win, this might be another really great destination. So again, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I would love to invite all of those business women out there in Ventura to NABO. And NABO is another great place. They've got a speaker coming up on this coming Tuesday, and that is they're going to be talking about balancing business, love, and family. And that's dinner at Sterling Hills Golf Club in Camarillo, and presented by Renee Payne. I've seen her before, but I'm telling you, you'll find out all the secrets and wisdom on how to get that place of balance in your life. And all you have to do to go to register is www.nabovc.org. And we'd love to have you be a part of that with us. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, we've been here since 6 o'clock. We've got two shows, one from 6 to 7, one from 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. All of our shows have different guests on them. And we're talking right now with Melissa Michaels, and we're talking about the Inspired Room, Simple Ideas to Love the Home You Have. You know, it's interesting because this is very kind of how I do hair. It's like we all want something else that we can't have. Why not learn to have what you were brought, you know, what you're living in? Just like, you know, we always want the bigger house, or we want our bedroom to be bigger, or we want, but this is really about ideas to enjoy what you already have. Correct, Melissa?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
And so what are some of the most popular colors or soothing colors? And let's start with the master bedroom.
Well, I think, you know, as with our homes in general, just whatever color is what inspire, whatever color you like is what's going to inspire you. So, you know, I could tell you a color that I like or that inspires me, and for you, it might feel dingy or dark or too bright. And when we're doing our bedrooms, I think we need to really just think about what kind of mood do we want that room to have. So what maybe some description, what would be some descriptive words that would describe the kind of environment that we want to come into? So you might picture, maybe you picture a getaway that you and your husband have been on for years, a place that you like to go. And what is the mood of that place? Is it romantic? Is it dark? Is it bright? Is it cheery? Is it energetic? And everybody's going to have a little bit different perspective on what colors do to them. You know, they can really change your emotional mindset just being in your house. And the lighting that you have, or you know, some houses are darker, some are lighter. And
you know, it's all, yeah, it is all about the light that's shining in, you know, because in one of our rooms, it's, or like our hallway's really dark. And I was like, oh, we need to put skylights in there right away. That was like one of the big things. And then, you know, our other room, it's like, well, you know, if you make it too light, then you can't see your TV. There's, you got to take things into consideration. And so a lot of times people don't have those ideas, but like we were at one of the Sheraton hotels and or the Four Seasons, we slept in this bed and we were like, oh my God, we want this bed. You know, I mean, you do. So you can kind of copy the things that you enjoy so that you can have that same kind of feeling come back.
And I think everybody's different. I mean, I had my last home, we actually had a lot of windows in our master bedroom. And so I loved the sun. We painted it yellow.
Oh, see, there
and
you go.
I liked waking up every day because right away it would be bright and sunny and made me happy. Well, most of the time.
Yeah. I think sometimes you think about the mood that you want. Maybe somebody wants the nighttime mood to be, you know, that's the time that they really enjoy their room. After work, they're going to go watch TV in their room or read or whatever, and they want to have that darker ambiance. But some people want the daylight to be their ambiance when they wake up. They want it to be bright and cheery and, you know, help them seize the day because it's so invigorating to have that lighter, cheerier color. So it's really such a personal decision, I think.
What are some of the questions that you get on your blog? I mean, what's the most, you know, the hardest thing for people to do?
Well, it's just there's so many different decisions. I think when you're faced with having to deal with what you already have, I think is one of the biggest challenges because, you know, if you have a really big budget and you've got an interior decorator that's coming in, and
then
you
you're set. Yeah. It's working with the stuff that you got maybe at the garage sale or hand-me-downs,
yeah.
Right?
You know, that's absolutely the hardest part.
What do I do? And sometimes more or less is better, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can be hard, especially, you know, maybe you've been, you know, a homeowner for a while and now you've collected all these pieces and now you just have too much. And sometimes that is the problem, is we just have too many things and we need to be able to let go of some of them so that we can really just love the things that we have and not feel overwhelmed by them.
Right, right. Melissa, tell us, leave us with one tip that that could really help all of us to figure out our rooms.
I think if it's a living room, a space that you're going to be sitting in, like with furniture, couches and chairs and things, I think really focusing on your conversation area and starting there.
Okay.
Pulling a rug together with the pieces that you already have so that you create a little bit more of a conversation spot. A rug kind of grounds the space and pulls the pieces together. And then from there, make sure that everybody can communicate with the person next to them. You don't want to put a chair, you know, 100 yards away so that they can't
sit and talk.
Yeah.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I hope that you share us with everyone.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. All right. Our next guest, Kelly Sullivan Walden, is going to be joining us. And I would love to talk about what she's going to be talking about, Love, Sex, and Relationship Dream Dictionary. Again, you are tuned into the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I have a $50 gift certificate. It's a $50 goddess credit. And that is for Botox or Juvederm. And of course, that is from Dr. Adrienne Laura, Celebrating Women's Center. If you haven't heard of it, you need to go check her out. She's right here in Oxnard, and I'd love to share that with everyone. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we've got Chad Atkins here from PawWorks and Christina Hackett from Animal Foundation of America. And you guys are off your phone for a second?
No.
Just kidding.
I heard my name. I know. Yes, exactly.
Anyways, again, give us a call right now. I'd love to get that $50 gift certificate out to you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. See Rock City, playing January 27th to February 14th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This tender and poignant play is the sequel to last season's critically acclaimed Last Train to Nebrock. Reunite with May and Raleigh, played by Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, as they navigate the joys and struggles of married life. See Rock City is sponsored by Janet and Mark L. Gold. & Son, and Wells Fargo Private Bank. See this touching love story in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. You are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our next guest, Kelly Sullivan Walden, and her book, Love, Sex, Relationship, Dream Dictionary. Kelly, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
Very much here and very happy to be with you, Kim.
Well, thank you so much. We've got a full studio here. We've got Tom, Christina, and Chad. And,
good morning.
Hi, yeah. Tom, Christina, and Chad.
There you go. There you go. So tell us about your dictionary. I love this kind of dictionary.
I'm excited about this.
Especially it's a perfect place for Valentine's weekend.
Oh, it is. It's a dream dictionary with 1,000 dream symbols defined about your romantic life. And what's different about this from an ordinary dream dictionary, most dream dictionaries, and I have one of them, I had The Strangest Dream is what it's called, most of them are more generic. They deal with dream symbols as if they could relate to your health, to your wealth, to your spirituality, to any aspect of your life. But this dictionary, the Love, Sex, Relationship Dream Dictionary, looks at dreams specifically through the steamy lens of romance. How are your dreams helping you to mate and relate better? How are your dreams helping you to find romance? And once you find romance, your dreams are helping you to figure out how to keep love around and make love stay, as Tom Robbins once said in Still Life of Woodpecker.
Mm, so do you think so many of us push our loved ones away?
Well, you know, it's funny. This is something that I've been looking at myself lately. I think relationships on the surface, especially with all the kind of propaganda of Valentine's Day, and I love all of that, but it looks like we're supposed to be harmonious. But in reality, growth is spurred by the friction caused by when opposites attract. So we attract our natural opposites, which is the breeding ground for challenges. You know, we love each other. There's all this chemistry, and yet we want to kill each other. Let's face it. And the steamier the relationship, often the more spicy and more difficult it can be.
I'm looking for simple at this point in my life. You know, I don't know. I don't need any fireworks.
I still got a little
right?
difficult going on.
Oh, see, yeah.
I'm young.
Yeah, there.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me? Oh, man. Okay. So, but yeah, I mean, and it's interesting. So what are we going to find in your book? I mean, you call it dream work and awakening tool. What do you mean by that?
Well, dreams, I believe, are an expediter of our awakening. That's, to me, the whole purpose of paying attention to dreams, not just for the intellectual exercise of it all, like a fancy crossword puzzle. It's more because our dreams are showing us what's in our blind spot. Thomas More, the great therapist and author of Care of the Soul, he talked about how anything that we humans say out loud, if we're like in a therapeutic situation, it really can't be trusted. Our egos really edit everything that we say so that we end up looking good. But our dreams don't lie. Our dreams are absolutely real. They point to exactly what's really going on, what's at the heart of how we're really feeling, what's in our way, what we really want. So if we pay attention to our dreams, it'll help us to relate to one another on a more cellular level, as opposed to the ego level of what's on your resume kind of a thing, which isn't sustainable.
So I have a question. What happens when, because I don't typically remember my dreams.
Well, then you're screwed. Just kidding.
I like that, yeah.
Just kidding. No, most people in the Western world don't readily remember their dreams. They'll get the freebie every once in a while that comes to them. But usually it's because we have to go after our dreams. They don't just fall in our lap. Even the most vivid dreams, if we don't write them down or record them or do something physical with them, as soon as we wake up, within the first 3 minutes, they're gone. So if you're not going out of your way to remember your dreams, then that's probably why. But we do, all of us, dream 3 to 9 big dreams every night. And even if you just remember one little piece of one of those dreams, there's all kinds of scientific data that shows that your waking life there's the benefit of that. There was a research study done at Harvard that said if you remember even a part of your dream and you have to go after it to do that, you'll be more intuitive, more confident, and you'll have better navigational skill in your waking life upon awakening. So it behooves us in our relationships to pay attention to dreams. So if we're having challenges or we want to make it spicier or if we want to meet somebody or if we want to keep love around, it's one way that most people don't realize it's a simple way that we can all use to benefit our relationships.
I love it. Kelly, will you stay on with us? We actually have one of the Harlem Globetrotters on, and we would love to continue, but I know I got him for a couple minutes, and I want to make sure I get him, and then we're going to come back to you. Is that good?
That sounds great. Then I have to tell you about my basketball synchronicity that came up with this book.
So I love it. Okay, so perfect. All right, we're going to really quick get Hackshaw Hall on, the Harlem Globetrotters. It's their 90th anniversary, and of course, we've been giving away gift certificates to go see them, and I'm going to just put that on the table right now. Let's get our phones ringing right now, and of course our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We got lots of times. They're going to be in Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Los Angeles, and let's bring Hackshaw on. Hack, are you there? Hacksaw.
Hey, how's it going? I'm here.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Very good. You guys make us laugh, and I know this is your 90th anniversary world tour. What can fans expect to see as part of the celebration?
That's right. It's our 90th year, and every year we bring something new to the table. We've innovated the game of basketball so much, and you know, the good thing about the Globetrotters is if you, as a parent, have ever been to a Globetrotter game as a kid, then you bring your kids. They get to experience the same things that you saw as a kid. And then we also changed the game, so there's always something new and exciting to be seen.
There you go. Okay, so what's your special talent? I know you guys all have special talents, and what's yours?
I do a little bit of everything. You know, we have guys that dribble and do like Carly Neal did back in the day. We have athletic guys like myself. I'm a very athletic person, so I like to dunk the basketball. So if you come,
you can get that basketball in there.
I'm sorry.
I said you can dunk the basketball in there.
That's right.
I love it.
Pretty hard too.
How tall are you?
6'8".
Oh my God. Okay, I'm never gonna stand next to you. 6'8". Oh my gosh.
That's right. Let
me ask you, okay, I know that you guys do a lot of motivation to perform 110% every night. What do you do? How do you stay motivated?
Before every game, you know, one of my things that I do is I love to eat cookies. I'm a cookie monster. So I eat cookies and I sit down and relax and listen to some of my favorite
songs. Okay,
I'm
going to get on that train right now. I'm telling you. Wow. So you eat cookies. That doesn't, you know, obviously don't have a weight problem at 6'8", obviously, right?
Right?
If they just stretched me, I would not have a weight problem anymore. See?
There you go.
See, there's a simple part. Yeah,
stretch us all a couple inches.
I love it. So, wow. So what do you think is the reason that the Globetrotters has remained so popular for 9 decades?
Just like I said, the rich culture and tradition that we have within the organization, you know, we've been around for 90 years, and that's for a reason, obviously. We have great basketball players, great people. We're ambassadors of goodwill. Not only do we play basketball and travel the world, but we also spread goodwill throughout different communities and different countries as well. So such a rich tradition. We've had legends come through, such as Meadowlark Lemon, Marcus Haynes, and those guys. And now we have a younger generation, which includes myself, and we continue to do the same things and just keep that rich tradition alive. So I think that's one of the main reasons we've been around for 90 years, and hopefully we'll be around for another 90 years.
I love it. So what's your favorite place that you've traveled with your team?
My favorite place that I've traveled, I'd have to say, I wouldn't really have a favorite. I try and take something from every country that I've visited, every city, just experience the people and the culture and sightsee as I visit all these different cities. So I'd say that I just like to take something and learn something new and exciting from each city.
Hackshaw, so I have a question. We've got animal people here, and I know that you are so fond of animals, correct?
I mean, you know, I don't have anything against animals.
What about squirrels?
I'm sorry?
Squirrels?
Yeah. Now, I know you must have read up on there and noticed that I care about squirrels. I actually developed a bit of a phobia when I was in college because the squirrels where I went to school at were very friendly, and they would walk up to you. I actually almost was chased by a squirrel, and you know I would think I would lose in a foot race.
I have to say, that's a sight, a
6'8"
man.
Isn't that funny? I love it. I love it. I just wanted to, you know, I think that's great. You're not afraid of them anymore, are you?
Actually, yeah.
If one came out on the basketball court, would you, like, run?
Oh, yeah. The good thing about that is I can jump, so I think I'd end up there, up on the basket.
I love it. Away. Well, I'm so excited to be a part of the Globetrotters and really sharing their 90th anniversary. What are the dates of for the Southland appearances again?
I'm sorry, could you repeat
the
that?
The dates for the Southland appearances?
We will be in the area from the 13th to the 22nd.
Okay, perfect. And I think and, he's... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and you can go online and purchase tickets at HarlemGlobetrotters.com.
Okay, great. Well, I look forward to meeting you, and I won't bring any of my pet squirrels with me.
Oh, yes, definitely leave those at home.
All right, thank you so much. And again, I appreciate you being here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you. Hacksaw Hall and, of course, Harlem Globetrotters 90th anniversary. We've got tickets here. Call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, we are going back with Kelly Sullivan Walden. Of course, we're talking about love, sex, and relationship dream dictionary. Kelly, thank you so much. And you said you had, like, a dream about basketball, correct?
I was just a very strange thing while I was writing my book. Cause I love sports, but I'm not a big sports person. And yet I kept having dreams about different sports. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to write about that in this dream dictionary. There's no room for that. And just as I was thinking about that, I listened to smooth jazz as I write, and usually it's instrumental. Just as I was saying that, just as I was thinking that in my head, there was this little sound, a little boy's voice that came in through one of the songs that said, hey, Dad, take me to play basketball. And I was like, what? That had nothing to do with the music. Normally there's no... Anyway, so I thought, okay, I need to write about basketball. So I did, and it's so funny how many people have since shared with me about their dreams that relate to football, basketball, or even football or baseball. So I have, so baseball, basketball.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I love it. Have you always been into dreams?
Yeah, I have been ever since I was old enough to say I had the strangest dream.
What was your first strangest dream, if we could say it on our radio show?
I was about 5 years old. It was around Halloween. And I remember it was a nightmare. It was about being chased by a witch, and it was around a castle. I can still remember how I felt. It was cold. I was scared she was going to eat me. And my sister was in my dream, and she and I both had had that same dream.
And wow, you so guys both had the same dream together?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, we both were in the same tandem dream, and it turns out that from that moment on, we kept having dreams like that. So that was a big part of why I started to go out of my way to pay attention to dreams.
I love it. Christina?
Hi, Kelly. Christina from AFA. So I was looking through, and of course I had to look up the dog section. Since
of course you did.
Awesome. Being an animal rescue, of course, it seems like the only times I'm not thinking about dogs is, I don't want to say when I'm asleep, but it's...
you're getting me scared there.
It's just such a big part. But there was an interesting part here, and just to give readers an idea of the book, and I looked up a number of different parts in dreams, and of your book, The Love, Sex, and Relationship Dream Dictionary. And so the part about dogs I found extremely interesting, which is dreams of a dog signify a need for unconditional love, loyalty, fidelity, and to have your lover also be your best friend and protector. And it goes on and it goes into much more detail. But it's interesting that in your dictionary you have it as this is what the dog signifies, but I think even in real life, for me, this is...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, what dogs represent for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And everybody has their own kind of specific twist on it, but this is kind of what my sense of it is, and looking at it from a larger archetype. One thing I love about the dog as a symbol, and I dream about dogs a lot. I have two rescue dogs myself, Shadow and Lola.
Oh, that's great.
They're my babies, and they're like bouncing around right now because we're talking about them.
of course.
But to me, they also represent the part of us, because everyone on our dream is us, the part of us that's instinctual. Their sense of smell is so primary. And so they're sniffing out what's true, what's false, what's good, what's bad. So I think it's a reminder for us to be more connected to our instinctual self. And I also like the part in here where I say, and remember, you're no one's lapdog. So if you're somebody that's maybe being too unconditional and it's not deserved, then look at that too, because sometimes dogs can put up with a lot.
And wow. I love it. Now, where do we find your book?
The book is available anywhere books are sold. It just became a number one hot new release on Amazon.com.
Congratulations. Yay. That's awesome. So I just want to kind of like share with my listeners a little bit about your book. Okay. So, you know, I know that you have, you know, like architect, you have arm, ant, animal, you know, whatever it is, who dreams about an arm?
Oh, well, it'll show up sometimes. I mean, our body.
Have you guys ever dreamt of an arm?
No.
Okay. It might not be just an arm by itself, but you might be bit on an arm, or okay. You might have a strange tattoo on your arm, or someone's pulling your arm.
Okay.
So it's not just like, oh, here's an arm showing up without any context. No.
Wow. Usually
there's some kind of context. But in this book, we break it down into different sections, like people, places, and things, basically, and situations. Somebody was telling me the other day that the way that they've been using the book is, even if they can't remember a dream, they sit down with their lover or their boyfriend, and they, over coffee, they just flip to a random symbol and see what that brings up as a conversation piece.
Ooh.
And it might start getting the...
Okay, good coffee table conversation,
I can pull
right?
one for
There's
you.
A lot of good coffee
talking. Yeah, you know,
talk
we
there.
Need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on? When we come back, we'll go through a couple of them. And and of course, I want to see if any of our listeners have any crazy dreams that they want to know about. So maybe they can call us right now at 805-419-0008. Also, I'd love to give away some Shan Yan tickets. It's really more of an experience of a divine culture. And we've got lots of tickets for them, and we would love to share those with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And I'd love to give away some flowers. That's like one of my favorite things. I love flowers. And you can win some tulip and roses arrangements from a secret garden florist right here on Main Street. If you haven't already got your loved ones any flowers, I'm telling you, go call Maria up there. And we would love to have you go there. Of course, that is a secret garden florist, Main Street, and right here in Ventura. All right, and you can call in right here to get yours at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us, we're going to go back to Kelly Sullivan Walden. We're talking about love, sex, relationship, dream dictionary. So, Kelly, you were going to give us some ideas of things that, like, what's the most common thing people come to you about?
Well, mostly there's people don't seek somebody like me out if they're just having a lot of happy dreams. Normally they keep them to themselves. So a lot of people come to me with their dreams that are either recurring and really puzzling, or the dreams that are disturbing, the dreams that are upsetting. And I am kind of known as the nightmare whisperer, because I have a way of looking at nightmares as if they were our greatest ally. So they're not against us. They're showing us how, where we're out of balance and where we can make some changes, but they're trying to help us get back on track in many ways.
I love it. Now, you talk about the four pillars of dream work. Tell us about that.
So these are the main ways that I look at dreams. One of the pillars, and this may be out of order, but is from the perspective that everyone in your dream is you. So if you look at your dream from that perspective, you'll see, even whether it's the flowers or the soil or the basketball player, look at them as all different aspects of you that are playing together. So that's one lens. Another perspective is that your dreams are helping you to get your power back. Often in life, we give our power away to our former boss, our former lover, or wherever we've been, whoever we've left our heart in San Francisco or in Ojai or wherever, or up north, wherever it is. And our dreams are an attempt to bring our power back to us. And from that perspective, our dreams are always empowering. So even one of the other pillars is, even your nightmares are an ally. They're trying to help you get connected to your soul, to who you are. And our dreams are a way to be able to relate in a deeper way. All of us long for more depth of connection, unless we already have that, and then in which case we're looking for something lighter. But most people are looking for something that's deep and long-lasting, and sharing dreams help us to connect with our soul.
Wow, I love that. Where can my listeners find out more about you?
They can go to my website, which is KellySullivanWalden.com. And if that's too hard to spell, you can also get there by going to I Had the Strangest Dream.
I love it. What is the strangest dream that anybody's ever called you about?
Oh, wow. I have heard so many doozies. I don't know if I can rank it, but I'll just tell you one that I heard the other day that was a love sex relationship kind of a dream. And this is, a person was dreaming of having an intimate connection with Barack Obama. And he, in like midway through the act, he turned into Matt Damon.
Oh, God. Okay, that's weird.
That's better. Sorry.
Yeah, I totally agree. I love it. Kelly, thank you so much for being a guest here. And I hope that you'll share our show with everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
It's fun to be with you. Thank you so much, Kim.
Yeah,
and
happy
and Chad.
Happy
thank you
Valentine's
so much.
Day.
She's good with names.
I
yeah,
like
that.
Very good. All right.
Valentine's. Sweet dreams.
Yeah, thank you. You too. So you guys, Chad, I know that you've got a gala coming up, and I wanted to
share that with everybody. Second annual Ties and Tales Gala. It's going to be at Moore Park Country Club, March 19th.
Oh, okay, March. It's coming up. Yeah.
It is, very quickly, about a month away, and we're tying up all the loose ends right now, but it's going to be a fun night of... We have a wine tasting at the beginning for our cocktail hour, then it's we do positive awards,
I like that.
And actually, Kaylee Cuoco will actually be there because she's receiving one of those this year because she's helped us a lot in 2015.
Okay.
There'll be dinner, dancing, lots of fun things, goodie giveaway, silent auction, all that kind of good stuff.
Okay. Oh, the silent auction is a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Until someone challenges me.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Christina's writing her name on here, right? Yeah.
And we have some good ones coming up. So we
very
have some.
Cool. Where do people find out more about it? I'll post it on my stuff.
It's pretty quick, easy. It's Ties, T-I-E-S, and Tails, T-A-I-L-S.org, tiesandtails.org, or you can follow us on Facebook at Paul Works, and we give all the information there as well.
So really quick, I know we have a couple minutes left, right? If anybody wants to adopt any animals for this weekend, are you guys going to be open? Are you open on Sundays?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We're only closed on Mondays
because
it's our slowest day. So we give the doggies a break and the kitties a break.
And you guys a break.
And us a break. There well, not really.
No.
There's never a break in animal.
We're usually doing something else on Monday. Yes.
There's never a break on animal
there
rescue.
There you go. Well, I thank so much for you both for being a part of our show and what you guys do. I mean, it's really, it's like you guys are angels in the, you know, animal world. And I thank you. Give out your website one more time.
It's pawworks, P-A-W-W-O-R-K-S.org.
Okay, and Christina?
And mine's animalfoundationofamerica.org.
There you go. All right, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Make sure if you haven't called in, you're still welcome to call in, mention your name, mention that you want to be a part of our newsletter, get it in your hand. It's an email that goes out to you. And, of course, I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. A true relationship is someone who accepts your past, supports your present, and loves and encourages your future. That's what this is all about. I wish and I hope all of you have an amazing Valentine's weekend. And I want to say happy Valentine's to my family and my husband and to all the people that support me for doing what I love doing here. So again, thank you so much. And I'll talk to you at 2 o'clock.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.